So I want to talk about free will. This is probably one of the oldest debates that we have on record. And it's a debate that's still going on and that our greatest thinkers are still thinking about. Sam Harris is well known for being a determinist, which would be the opposite of a libertarian, not in a political sense, but in a philosophical sense, regarding free will. A determinist believes that everything that happens is necessary insofar as everything that occurs is a necessary effect of all the causes that produced it. The world in this view is like a machine or a clock or an algorithm that's just running. The reason people go with this is basically Occam's razor. This seems to be the simplest defensible solution. Regarding putting together a coherent argument where the premise leads to the conclusion. Sorry, driving. Some guy tried to pull out in front of me. Maybe you guys can hear the cars, and maybe that's cool. It's been a while since I've discussed these ideas. I studied them a lot in grad school, and so I used to have clearer, more succinct definitions of libertarian free will and determinist free will. The reason I wanted to talk about it was because I've been listening to Sam Harris recently. He did that podcast with Jack. I was listening to that, and I know that he's a determinist, and so I wanted to think about it. Another reason why it's interesting to me right now is because of quantum computing and everything that's happening in that realm. So, still driving. One of the best arguments against determinism is that it doesn't feel like I'm necessarily determined to do anything. It feels legitimately like I can choose to either go to the gym right now or turn my car around. Wreck in front of me. I don't feel like a machine running, and the future doesn't seem decided. Now, why do I feel that way, and what makes it seem undecided? I mean, these are necessarily subjective statements, byproducts of perspective, and as a result, they're not good evidence in so far as perhaps they can't be repeated. You know, the argument from sincerity is typically wrong because, well, not typically wrong. Possibly wrong, because you can be sincerely wrong, but you can be sincerely right as well. It feels like I'm free. It feels like I have a choice, and usually you can even get the hardest of determinists to admit that that is the case, that they at least feel free. What they can't do is make sense out of how one could possibly be free. And at the bottom of everything is this strange loop. The thing you're running into right here is Munchausen's trilemma. You can't pick yourself up by your own bootstraps. And it's the same thing that you run into when you get to the bottom of consciousness, when you get to the bottom of free will. When you try to state anything that is the case. Is the case. That's the big part, because you're talking about being. It's ontology. And this is where E prime comes in. So E prime is a version of the English language that takes out the verb to be. And so instead of saying the light is a wave and the light is a particle, which would produce a contradiction, you say the light behaves as a wave when viewed like this. And light behaves as a particle when viewed like this, or by these means. So we've removed the paradox now. We've removed the contradiction. No longer are those statements mutually exclusive. And what we've done is, at the bottom of everything, embraced the necessity of relativism, at least from a human perspective at the moment. So at the bottom of all of these big philosophical problems is this strange loop, and at the bottom of all of our philosophical problems is, or at the bottom of all of our political problems is a philosophical problem. So for example, the question of abortion, you know, pro-choice, pro-life. This is the question of consciousness. We have no way of quantifying when life enters the human. We have also have no way of quantifying or verifying when life has necessarily left the human. We call it organ failure, but we know that that has problems. So at the bottom of all of these political problems, which is also where, you know, you find most wars happening as a result of, are philosophical problems. And at the bottom of these philosophical problems is this strange loop called Munchausen's trilemma, where an eye cannot see itself. And I wonder if that isn't a fundamental part of existence, of the case, is that the eye cannot see itself. Imagine if I tried to fully explain everything up until this point, and then this point, and then this point, and then this point. You see? You can never state everything that is happening, because you stating what is happening is part of what is happening. I don't know if the loop can be closed. I think the loop remaining open to us is somehow what it means to be alive or to exist within the case. And so my understanding of free will is that consciousness is an epiphenomenal byproduct of a certain amount of computational power being amalgamated within the case as a result of the structure of matter on the electromagnetic spectrum. And so you may have heard of Genesis 1. I'm at the gym. But you may have heard of Genesis 1, and it's talks about in the beginning God said, and in the Hebrew it's the idea is ex nihilo, or out of nothing. And it's this pocket of liberty that one can, that out of which one can create new causal chains of events, that one can in fact behave freely, that all of the effects of the world are not creating a necessary reaction in the individual, given that that individual has not sacrificed his will, which is inextricably tied to consciousness, to the degree that the being is conscious, which is likely dictated by the amount of computational power that he has, which again is dictated by the specific material structure of the brain and the way that that interacts with the electromagnetic spectrum. So divinity and consciousness and all of this, freedom, possibility itself, I think my bet would be that the determinist is wrong, and not only is that my bet, but my argument would be that that is the better bet to make, even if the determinist is right. Similar to a sort of Pascal's wager. My worst beats your best. You know. So, I think if I had to bet, my bet would be on a sort of libertarian free will that isn't ex nihilo, that pops out of the individual at the same time and somehow in direct proportion to the level of consciousness. Which is directly related to the level of computational power that the material structure that he is has the ability to produce on the electromagnetic spectrum within the case. And when you start talking about quantum computers, I think is when you start talking about artificial intelligence and artificial general intelligence waking up. Because they can consider possibility, and I think the ability to consider possibility is what it means to be awake, and it is what it means to be divine or partially divine. It has something to do with creativity. But I gotta go lift. Thanks for listening. Subscribe. Peace.